This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Speak, my child. The Lord is listening.
I have been blind. I've been single-minded and not open to the hearts and minds of others. I have been greedy.
Is this about ticket prices?
No, it's not about ticket prices.
No.
I have put my personal ambitions ahead of others, and whilst I have concerns for those people, the staff, the players...
The fans.
I feel that my actions may have grave consequences for me. And worst of all, my financial assets.
Does this guilt unsettle you?
Yes.
The Lord gave us guilt in order for us to seek out redemption.
I don't know what to do, Father. I have defended a sinful man all my life and then tarnished his name in death.
Mr. Harkness.
Yeah, that's right.
The church isn't really allowed to comment on matters of sexual abuse.
Oh.
It's a policy thing.
A policy from God?
Yeah, kind of. Listen, my child. The Lord challenges those who he loves dearest. Ambition is one of his greatest gifts, but also one of his greatest burdens. And what we mere mortals must learn is that God expects us to align ourselves in balance, peace, and solitude. One's ambition can only heal so many of one's personal wounds. One's guilt cannot rule him, but it can guide him. The Lord knows this. The Lord knows that life is tough. The Lord knows that Mr. Broom is a good team captain. The Lord knows that we actually had 8 shots on target against Crystal Palace, despite the 0-0 draw, you see.
9
shots on target, right. But the Lord wasn't actually counting hitting the post as a shot on target.
Yeah, but that does count as a shot on target.
Well, the Lord feels that if the ball hits the post and goes wide, it's not a shot on target after all.
It is, for Christ's sake. Sorry.
I'll tell you another thing the Lord knows. He knows that Gustavo isn't tracking back, and he knows that Willie Amadou shouldn't be starting every single game.
The Lord is talking bollocks.
The Lord knows you're going to regret getting rid of Kieran Broome. That's what he bloody well knows.
Well, you can tell the Lord that Kieran Broome deserves it, yeah? And if Kieran doesn't respect the club, then he's going to get crucified on the hill like the Lord's bearded twat of a son.
Well, that's blasphemy. Is there any other messages you'd like me to pass on?
Yeah. Yeah, ask him for a miracle against Liverpool tomorrow.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888 and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Despite a turbulent and disruptive start to their five-year plan, Ashwood City achieved European qualification and they now enter season two of The Offensive. With just 2 points from the opening four games, Ashwood sit in 19th in the Premier League. Following a difficult international break with the fallout from the captaincy being stripped away from Kieran Broome, Ashwood now face table-topping and undefeated Liverpool at Dartley Park. In attendance are Chief Executive Patrick Nolan, Sporting Director Chris Woody Woodall and Head of Communications Jess Tate.
Woody, pass this to the Chief Executive.
What is it?
It says cappuccino.
Oh, Jesus, Patrick, why don't you just open up a prawn sandwich in front of the ultras and be done with it? Fuck me. There you go. Eric's put KFC on the bench. That's interesting, isn't
what?
It? Kyle Francis Clark, 17-year-old, from the academy. Ashwood born and bred.
Poor son.
Is he any good?
Oh, he's finger-licking good.
Woody, tell the head of communications that I didn't ask for a cappuccino. I said if they don't have a flat white, then I'll have a cappuccino.
The chief executive said he didn't want a cappuccino. He wanted a flat Eric.
A flat white.
Who's Flat Eric?
The little yellow bloke from the late 90s.
That's Bart Simpson.
No, the
little puppet from the Levi's advert.
Woody, tell the head of communications that this is a private conversation between the chief executive and the sporting director.
Oh, my God.
This is a private conversation, is it?
Yes.
About a wee yellow puppet.
Yes, that's right.
Hey, Jess, this is a private convo, all right? And he wanted a flat white, not a crappuccino, so take it back. God, where is the waiter? I feel like I'm on the fucking terraces with this service.
Woody, can you tell Patrick that they didn't have flat whites?
How can they not have flat whites? It's just a different amount of milk and coffee.
So now you're talking to me.
Woody, will you tell the head of communications?
Right, you can fuck off now, all right? I'm not going to be your middleman anymore. I feel like fucking Roberto Firmino. Sort it out, all right? I'm popping my head in to see Hutch and Jono.
Who's Jono?
John Henry.
The Liverpool owner.
Hey, we're actually pretty good pals.
Oh, what? I want to come.
Typical.
What was that?
Hey, Sadio, Mo, sort your shite out by the time I get back, all right?
Should be a good game today.
Yeah, if you're a Liverpool fan or a Gillingham fan.
I don't know, training's been going pretty well with our new captain, I hear.
Oh, fuck you.
Excuse me?
I said, fuck you, Patrick. Stop trying to defend your stupid actions.
Stupid actions. Right, okay. Yet you'd rather have somebody who's desperate to leave in January as the club captain. All right, understood. Roger that.
Shut up.
Fine, I will shut up.
When exactly are you going to apologise?
I did apologise.
No, you didn't.
I did. I sent you flowers.
That was my birthday.
Yeah, and?
And Christine sent them from the whole office. They weren't from you.
It's my office, technically. So.
You tweeted that he had the captaincy removed, Patrick. You hid information on a fucking sex offender for over a decade. And worst of all, you honestly think we're going to take points off Liverpool.
Yeah, it's called positivity. My glass is half full, mate.
It's not half full. It's full. Full of shit, mate.
How are we doing, guys? Are they?
You know what? Ashwood fans are right. You really are just a shit Karen Brady.
Oh, right, see ya.
I know that's sexist, but they said it first, not me.
Yeah, well, yeah? I happen to think they're right too.
Yeah, good.
Not about the Karen Brady thing, about your weight.
My weight? They don't sing about my weight. I lost half a stone since May.
No, fat man.
That's not the song.
Fat man, fat man, fat man.
It's twat man.
Fat man, fat man. Everybody!
Look, I will ban man. You from the executive suite, I mean that.
Oh, what's that on your utility belt, fat man? Oh, it's football club sabotaging spray.
Well, Batman would never have that.
Oh, quick, make sure you use it on our club captain. Riviere just got called up for France. Maybe use it on him too.
Oh, just shut up, Jess. You're being childish. No children allowed in the director's bar?
No children allowed in the director's bar.
Right, that is it.
Oh, what are you going to do? Sell me to a championship club? Flog me out on loan in Italy like your hero Ed Woodward?
How dare you?
Oh, and by the way, it looks like you gained half a stone.
What do you want from me, Jess?
Backbone and morals. How about that?
Well, this is football. You want backbone and morals and fuck off to rugby union.
No.
Oh, my God, would you please just fuck off?
Everything okay here?
Hutch.
Hutch, hi. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. A big game today, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, massive.
Huge.
So, who's the kid on our bench?
A KFC.
Kyle Francis Clark.
Oh, there you are. Yeah, that's the guy. Kyle Francis Clark.
Is he any good? John says he's good. Jürgen wanted him.
Oh, he's great. Really, you know.
So, big day for him today, huh?
Oh, absolutely. A whopper.
Zinger.
What?
KFC, it's a zinger.
Shut up.
So, anyway, yeah, we've had a decent break, actually, building up to this game. Eric's been working mostly on taking our chances, you know.
That's where we've been lacking?
Aye, since the opening day. We've managed to get on top of the defence, just not being able to convert some, you know, vital chances and that.
We spent a lot of money on strikers, though, right?
No.
Yes.
What are you on about, pal?
We did. We got Gustavo and the Dutch guy and the South Korean lad.
The foreign part don't start today, and Gustavo's a winger. Look, what Patrick is saying, Hutch, is that we've invested in those areas, but we haven't spent a lot on proven talent up top, you know.
Right. You know, John tells me that Chelsea didn't spend any money this season. They're above us in the league. How does that work?
That was a technical thing.
In what sense?
They technically breached the rules, and now they're technically fucked. Excuse my French, being in Monaco, you see.
And Europa, are we winning those games?
We haven't started them yet. This Thursday is actually the first one, so...
Mm-hmm. Who do we have in our conference?
Woody, our conference for Europa.
Our fucking what?
Our group, who's in it?
Roma, Karabag, Rangers.
Is that good?
Roma, no. Rangers, maybe. Karabag, aye.
Karabag. They're the worst team in the conference?
Aye, them and Torquay United. We're in Rome on Thursday, Hutch. Are you coming along?
Oh, I won't watch the soccer, but I could be in town.
You and me both.
Oh, hey, John. Sorry, guys. Did you happen to meet John Henry?
Yeah, a couple of times. Yeah. Hi, John. Does he always carry the Champions League trophy around with him?
Aye, calls it his trophy wife.
He already has a trophy wife.
Aye, cup double, pal.
Lucky for some. Yes! Goal! Another Premier League victory. Running a football club can often take it out of you. Let's keep going, team. The big match is coming up. Fortunately, I have a place where I can go to relax. Broadleaf Country Club offers an exclusive spa with a full treatment list. Ooh. But if that isn't your thing, we've got plenty of other options. Swimming. Tennis. Golf. Archery. Bullseye. Or why not take a stroll in the surrounding woodland? Feel at one with nature and the local wildlife. And after all that, why not head to the award-winning restaurant for some delicious local cuisine? Medium rare. My favourite. Broadleaf Country Club. Get your membership now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love.
Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Liverpool continue to press high up the pitch, prompting error, prompting panic amongst the Ashwood City back four. That back four, of course, made up of Marcelo, Wim Kuyper, Zaki Adeyemi and Chris Well.
After 80 minutes and despite mounting pressure from Liverpool, Ashwood are still level at 1-1.
And I just look at them and I think, it's just the same person.
I know.
Charlie Daniels, Adam Smith, Steve Cook, Lewis Cook, Dan Gosling, Simon Francis.
Andrew Sermon.
Andrew Sermon.
I know. I'm with you.
You're involved more with the game. Can you tell the difference?
Nah, that's... I think that's why nobody buys those lot, you know? Like, they've been there for years because no one knows who the fuck they're going to end up with, you know?
Shit, chance.
Of course it's a chance. It's fucking Liverpool.
Goal.
Yeah.
It was coming. It was coming. Offside, knocked and knocked at the door. And it's the Brazilian who manages to force it open. Liverpool take the lead. Liverpool probably take all 3 points as well.
Fucking
what
fuck.
Is with the delayed reaction? You actually thought we were going to take points away from this game?
No, look at that.
What?
I put Firmino on my bench and he's just fucking scored.
Oh, fuck.
Just what I need.
Why is he out there in the stand and not drinking champagne in the executive bar like a normal fan?
I don't know. Feels responsible, I guess. Well, fucking hell, I've captained Lingard by mistake.
Responsible for getting dicked by Liverpool? That's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
You forgave him quickly.
For what?
Making Marco Nipic captain over Kieran Broome?
Kieran's head's gone.
Gone where? Last time I checked, the window was closed.
Well, his head's gone through the window.
Would he?
Look, Marco has his upsides, all right? And it's not like he's dropped Kieran. He's right there. Look.
This shouldn't be Patrick's call. Eric nearly walked out last week.
Good.
You should have too.
Why?
Because Patrick made a call on the first team, would he?
That's just a financial negotiating tactic, all right? Kieran will sign his contract and he'll get his captaincy back.
When?
I don't know. Christmas? I'll put it in the big door on your advent calendar.
He's going to fuck this club up.
What made you think this club wasn't already fucked up? I'll have you know that this club comes from a long, long, prestigious line of being fucked up.
I can see all the patterns. He's being secretive. He's stressed. And since when was he so invested on what happens on the pitch?
That's a good point.
Something is going on with him. Chief executive taking a club down is a well-trodden path.
well-trodden path.
Yeah, like Watford to Udinese. This is an everyday occurrence in football. Look at Bury. Look at Bolton. Look at Stoke.
Stoke? What's happened to Stoke?
They're just shit. That man out there has been cooking the books. He's outsourced our legal team and God knows what else.
He's a football chief executive, Jess. He's not Gandhi. Or who else is nice? Daniel Farke? He seems nice.
Quick, he's coming in.
Who, Farke?
We'll get one back.
One what?
One goal, Woody.
You reckon?
We were all over them at the end of the first half.
That was a scuffle in the tunnel you're thinking of, pal.
We had them for the taking.
What game are you watching?
I wasn't talking to you.
Will you two just stop it, all right? You're ruining my match day experience.
More champagne, Mr. Waddle.
Can you give it to me in a wee plastic cup so you don't have to see me on the big screen? Oh, and that's a mistake.
Watch out, another chance.
Excellent stop from Riviere.
See, good save.
Oh, thanks for travelling back in time to let us know Jordan Henderson will have a shot saved in the 87th minute against us.
Where are the adults?
You are.
John and Hutch.
Over there by the bar. They've got some stunt doubles out there posing as themselves so they don't have to watch their soccer. Might get yourself and actually send to the FA next time you do a presentation.
Well, come double.
Why aren't they watching the game? It's a great game.
Will you please drop this act?
What act?
This caring chief exec. It's tiring and a little weird.
Why don't you take a look at the league table, Jess? Right, go to the bottom. Once you get to Watford, look up.
We're 19th. We've been 19th before and we'll get out of it. It's match day 5. Just relax.
Relax, Jesus
Christ. Hey, what the fuck is going on out there?
All right, Woody, I get it. Liverpool are great and we're shit.
No, the kid's coming on. The fucking kid is coming on for Gustavo.
What kid?
The fucking Colonel himself, KFC.
What? He's a child.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hey, bringing on a centre-forward, that's the Eric I know.
Oh, come on.
This is the Van Schmidt way. Go on now.
What's his name?
KFC.
No, his actual name.
Kyle.
Go on, Kyle!
You are full-blown delusional.
Whatever.
The game is done, Patrick. There's 2 minutes of added time.
Yeah, then that would mean the game isn't done, idiot.
Don't call me an idiot.
You are an idiot. You're a big, stupid idiot.
You're a big, stupid idiot.
You're a fool!
Yes! KFC! Fucking KFC! Get in!
Take that, Liverpool! Take that football, and take that chest tape. You were wrong. You were wrong, and I was right, and you don't know how to run a club. But you don't know that picking players and a coach takes consideration and careful planning and patience and positivity. You don't know how to keep a club in the Premier League. You know fuck all. All you know is Twitter and Instagram and how to placate journalists with your empty bullshit threats. Yeah? I was right. I will drag this club out of the mud with my own bare hands if I have to. By myself, not you. You got that, Tate?
After that return ball from Marco Nippich. And hold on a second, because VAR are going to take a look at this, as we can see from Van Dijk's protest that
need
he
to tweak your priorities, pal. Listen, my priorities just secured a point against Liverpool. Okay, my priorities just stopped the unstoppable team. Yeah?
At Stockley Park. And the footage doesn't look good for the young lad. And the decision is made by VAR. No goal. That is no goal.
Fuck. Fucking VAR. Ruining the game. It's ruining the fan experience. What is happening to this sport?
More champagne, gentlemen.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
The first Europa League episode of The Offensive will be available on Thursday, the 19th of September, after full time.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Yes! Goal! Another Premier League victory.
Running a football club can often take it out of you.
Let's keep going, team. The big match is coming up.
Fortunately, I have a place where I can go to relax. Broadleaf Country Club offers an exclusive spa with a full treatment list. But if that isn't your thing, we've got plenty of other options. Swimming,
tennis, golf, archery, bullseye, or why not take a stroll in the surrounding woodland? Feel at one with nature and the local wildlife. And after all that, why not head to the award-winning restaurant for some delicious local cuisine? Medium rare. My favourite. Broadly Country Club. Get your membership now.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.